picture three, continuing with colloid. So here we've got a picture of a colloidal solution and a molecular solution. Now the molecular solution is the first one. We've got an intense light beam shining through that solution, and we just can't see that light beam in the molecular solution at all. Whereas in the second one, this is then a colloidal solution, and those dispersed phase particles now are interacting with the light, and we can visualize the light beam as it goes through it. Now this is called the Tyndall effect. It arises because the colloid particles then have a size at say 0.5 of a micron, which is completely comparable to the wavelength of the visible light that's going through. And that will cause most colloidal systems then to appear opaque or cloudy. The example up above is a monodispersed gold colloid, which is easy to form if you're ever doing any gold chemistry. Often you inadvertently form a gold colloid. The Tyndall effect then says that when you shine a light beam onto a colloidal system, there will be scattering of light at 90 degrees to the incident beam, and you'll view that solution.